You're listening to WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Public health officials warn that low vaccination rates in some areas of Michigan are creating a public health risk. A series of stories from the Kalamazoo Gazette and MLive explores why some school children are not being vaccinated against common diseases such as measles and what that means for the public at large. Julie Mack is one of the reporters that worked on the vaccination series for the Kalamazoo Gazette.
Let's begin with how the series kind of got started, its roots. Why did the reporters and editors, including yourself at the Kalamazoo Gazette, say we need to take a look at vaccinations?
Really, this was an idea of editor out of Ann Arbor. This is actually a statewide project. It wasn't just in the Kalamazoo Gazette. It was in all the newspapers in our chain. She saw a controversy over vaccinations, I think, at her child's school, and thought it would be interesting to look at statewide. So it was assigned to a team in Kalamazoo because I'm used to crunching a lot of data, and my colleague, Rosemary Parker, who worked on it, has written a lot about this issue and knows a lot about public health issues.
If we look at the trend line, do we see an increase in parents in Michigan deciding that their children are not going to be vaccinated?
We didn't see a lot of historical data, but I was able to look at CDC reports going back to the 2009-2010 school year. And yes, we definitely saw that it's gone up by 23% during that time.
You do have a geographic breakdown of the places in the state where it's more likely that children have not been vaccinated. What does this tell us?
Well, I think that it tells you that you really can't look at statewide waiver rates and vaccination rates, that it's very specific to schools, it's very specific to districts, it's very specific to counties. You have a lot of factors at work, including cultural factors of, you know, whether or not the parents are on board with the idea of immunization or whether or not you have a community of parents that really eschew immunizations.
And can we say find some common threads there where we can say that there are certain characteristics?
Oh, yes. I mean, I found three trends when I was looking at the data. One is that actually this area, the southwest part of the state and the Grand Rapids area, so the west side of the state, was much better immunized than the east side of the state. Some of the highest counties in terms of waiver rates, that would be parents who are opting out, were in Metro Detroit. And they were not the poor communities, they were the richer communities. So that was the second trend was, actually, poor kids tend to be immunized. And a lot of times, the parents who are opting out are the well-educated, affluent communities. And another trend which plays into that is private schools are much less likely to have high immunization rates than public schools.
You mentioned getting a waiver. Explain how someone, if they want to, can get a waiver, which allows them to send their child to school without the vaccinations that most kids receive.
This is an interesting point, and it's something that Rosemary knew right out of the gate, and that helped shape our narrative, that many people perceive that immunizations are mandatory in Michigan for school children. That's often the way that it's termed. In fact, they are not mandatory, and it's very, very easy to get out of them. You just sign a form. You can actually, up until recently, just put on a piece of paper, I don't want my kid immunized, and you're out of those regulations. So I think for a lot of people, that's shocking, that it's extremely easy to scooch out of this.
And is that changing?
Yes, it is. As we were reporting this, it turned out the State Department of Health was revamping its rules. And while the state says you have to offer exemption to parents if you don't want it, there's lots of studies in other states, and actually in Michigan, that have found that if you don't make it convenient, less parents are going to choose that option. If you make parents, for instance, get the statement notarized, if you make parents go to the health department to pick up the form, if you make them sit through a half-hour talk about why kids should be immunized, those all can dramatically decrease the waiver rate.
Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Julie Mack. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.